I've spent the last year putting the pieces of my life back together after I lost everything in my six-figure marketing business. So yeah, I loved that agency. And now I'm taking my decade plus of traditional marketing experience, combining it with the latest online marketing techniques and starting again from scratch. The question is, how will I do it? With the new challenges like cash flow, debt, and no team. This podcast is here to give you the answer. So join me and follow along as I apply and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only the simplest, most uncomplicated methods. My name is Samantha Gooden and welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. Hello and welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. Now, this is a special treat that I have to share with you today. A few months ago, I was interviewed by my marketing mentor. I gotta tell you, this guy has inspired me in a multiplicity of ways just to keep pushing through. Gosh, thank you so much, Stephen J. Larson. Steve J. Larson, he interviewed me regarding what my experience was in the One Funnel Away Challenge. I made it. Very few of us make it to making our very first $1,000 online using our funnel, and that is called the One Comma Club. ClickFunnels has multiple tiers of awards. Ultimately, I want to have a Two Comma Club and beyond. Two Comma Club award and beyond. But here, Stephen interviews me on what it was like to get my One Comma Club award, and just also shares a lot of really great insight. Hope you enjoy this. Hope you get to see just another side of me. But also, I want you to know that if I could have an interview like this with my marketing mentor, I really believe nothing is impossible, not for me and not for you.
Boom! How's it going, everyone? It is Steve Larson. Welcome to the One Funnel Away Story Show, where I am interviewing awesome entrepreneurs on their journey, the ups and the downs, the things that clicked in their heads to finally make it. And on with me today, I'm very excited to have Samantha Gooden. Very excited to have you on with me today. And
I'm so excited to be here.
This will be fun. I mean, it's super nice. I didn't realize you'd been following for so long. I mean, it's a long time.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Stephen, because you documented, you left like so many clues. You know, you hear success leaves clues. You've been leaving clues, and I've just been picking up what you've been putting down.
Very nice of you. Thank you very much. For everyone who's listening now, tell us about yourself, you know, about where you're from, the business you run. Would love to hear about it.
Okay, well, you know, I'm really a Caribbean girl. So I was born in England, but my parents are Jamaican. So I grew up in Jamaica, moved to multiple countries. Many of them you may not have heard of, but Trinidad and Tobago. Barbados is where I call home right now. I've done a lot of work in Guyana and just all of the Caribbean, right? But I have about 15 years of experience in marketing and communications, but I had never come into this kind of online space. Usually I would work with agencies. So I've been a marketing director over a telecommunications company for over 15 markets. One of the reasons I've traveled so much, but never really just stopping to say, what would it mean if I started growing a brand or doing something online? Right.
Yeah.
So when I left my job, or my job left me, and during that time, I then started my own agency, grew the agency to six figures, Stephen, but then my major client contract went kaput, right? See ya, bye-bye. And then I was left to say bye-bye to my team of 20 people. All the money went down the drain, and I was stuck. I had no idea what I was going to do. And so in all of my searching, I started searching, and I found Russell. And Russell's speech was the one where he started crying, right?
Oh, I was in the audience, and I'm not going to lie. Like, I lost it in that. Yeah.
So I started crying myself because he said, you know, literally, I didn't know how I was going to pay staff. And I'm like, that's exactly where I am. I just had no idea what I was going to do. And just to hear Russell say, that's when he realized, oh, you really are one funnel away. And he started working and putting stuff together. And that's what I had $2,000 in my bank account. I said, you know what? I'm just going to take it and put it in there. If Russell actually went back and I started sending him messages, hey, Russell, you're so awesome. I'm taking all my savings and I'm just going to do this thing. I'm just going to try. So I did One Funnel Away Challenge. I invested in ClickFunnels, and I was the worst the first time. All I did was I did a little lead funnel. And I wasn't sure how to monetize it. And it took me three times, Stephen, and a lot of other failures before I was able to get my One Comma Club award. And then from there, it just really boosted me. Yeah.
That's amazing. So first of all, How did you, so marketing communications, 15 years. I mean, you've been in this for a while. You had your own agency. How long did you have the agency?
So my agency officially turned 7 years old this year, but I gave it my all. So when my job and I, we said, went our separate ways, which is an interesting story. But when we went our separate ways, that was 3 years ago. So for the last 3 years, I've been pouring my blood, sweat, and tears into my own agency, doing pretty traditional marketing work. So I do marketing consultancy with large organizations.
Yeah.
The One Funnel Away Challenge taught me how to start working closer one-on-one with entrepreneurs, and not just working with them, creating the same solutions that I've created for large companies. And then, yeah.
Into small ones and the ones that they're in.
Yeah. So I have solopreneurs and coaches and consultants now who are having these phenomenal breakthroughs. And it's just because my course is called Marketing Launch Secrets. I literally just share with them the same secrets that I used to share with the big companies, but so much of it comes out of OFA. Like, if you ask me, how on earth did OFA change me? OFA, first off, publishing, you know, but OFA spoke about things that I couldn't before articulate, like value chain and value ladder and utilizing that, right? And then, of course, your booms really kept us in check.
There's a little bit of yelling involved. It's out of love, though, which I didn't know you could do.
Yeah, but Stephen, to think that somebody like me, who knew absolutely nothing about online marketing, could not just make her first $1,000, but then create a course teaching people what she loves. And just a few weeks ago, I made my first $5,000 in 48 hours. I mean, like, that never ever could I, you know, it's just phenomenal. And I owe it all to One Funnel Away Challenge. Like, that's where I started.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. So you go and you create, so 15 years, 3 years ago, that's really what was going on. Okay. So you have the agency. I'm just trying to get the storyline together here, because I feel like one of the biggest things people have to overcome, kind of like what we talk about, is like, we can go teach the stuff, but how well can you drive the car? Right. So you have to grow personally and do all this stuff. And it is emotional, and people are like, business isn't personal. It is when you're an entrepreneur. It's extremely, because you're like, it's hard not to take personal.
It really is, Stephen. So I have had to come face to face with my own just mindset challenges. Right now I'm really reading The Big Leap, right? And my own upper limiting, right? Because, okay, now I've gotten to this stage. How do I get to the next stage? And we just have to constantly keep growing. I tell people, when I first started publishing, Stephen, here's it. Nobody was watching me online. Yeah. Right? And I was on a public Facebook page. So it's not like you had to go somewhere to go find me. Nobody was watching me online. Yeah. And I just kept going 11 o'clock every day for a few weeks. And one person saw me. And then another person said, I don't know how you came on my feed, but you did. Would you like to come into my group and just share what you're talking about? And that is literally how I wound up making the One Comma Club, because I went into their group. They loved what I did. And I created something for them. And they're like, yes, we'll pay you for it. You know? It's like, so it's, we just have to constantly get over ourselves and our fears.
What was the, along that same line though, like, cause someone might be watching or listening now and they're like, what? I know I have limiting beliefs, but I don't know what they are. You know, like, getting awareness, I think, is half the battle. You have any guidance for that person?
Yeah. So first thing, I want you to know that you are in such good company, because we all have limiting beliefs. And at every level that we get to, every single level, there is something that's trying to stop us from going to the next level. Most of the time, it's just your fear. I read this term in the same book, and it said that your ego has been a full-time employed by you to keep you safe. So the moment that you start going to another level, you're putting your ego out of business, right? And because you're doing that, it just wants to keep you safe, because he wants to make sure that he still has his money, right? Yeah. So how does he make sure that you keep having the paycheck? Keeps you in fear. My group is called Fearless Entrepreneur, because I realize fear keeps stopping us. So here's the first thing that I would say to you. Mm. Know that you do have a limiting belief. That thing that makes you, you're probably feeling like there's so much more you can do and you're not sure what's holding you back. It is your fear that's holding you back. That's the first thing. And I would recommend that you actually start journaling your experience. When you're feeling stuck, to write that down, or start, if you're not a writer, maybe you can start speaking about it. Yeah. Actually, just talking into your phone and listen back to what you hear, because the clues are inside there. I realized just recently, Stephen, that a big part of my fear is the fear of success. Like, I'm afraid, like, oh my God, now I'm here. Like, what am I, how am I going to get to the next level? I actually do it. And then, you know.
I do know. Yeah, I've had to go through that myself pretty heavily. In fact, before we got on here today live, you and I was talking to my guys, and I was like, guys, gosh dang it, I am being called up again. I can feel it. I am being told I'm not good enough for the next level, and it stinks. But, like, now I'm aware of it. I'm here. Here we go. Like, it's just, yeah.
But you know what, too, Stephen? I'm realizing that we have to be willing to put ourselves on the line and make the sacrifice every single time.
Yeah.
So, like, when I came into OFA, $100 is, I couldn't even think, like, where am I going to get $100 from? I just invested in this thing, right?
Yeah.
And then you move on to the next level, and you find the right coaches, and you find the right mentors, and you move into another space, and they feed you at that level, and you keep moving. And I think just today I spoke to a client, and they're frustrated because they're like, why do I have to keep going at it? Why do I have to keep trying? Why do I have to, you know, I've been investing in this thing for 3 years. It should happen right now. And, you know, we can't afford to get, because that gets us stuck too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just prepare to keep going, to just keep moving on, just keep moving forward, no matter how hard it is, just keep moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. So you go in and you do the One Funnel Way, and you did it 3 times. What was the difference in you versus one and then three?
So the first time was, I'm like, so by week one is Beautiful Belief Week. I'm like, yes, I believe!
That's an intense week.
And week two, it's like, okay. So I was afraid. This is complete scarcity mindset. Oh my God, I have the free trial. I jumped into the free trial, and the free trial is going to be over, and I want to make some money before the free trial is over. So let me just do something. So I go on and I make this book, right? I make an e-kit. I'm like, sure, I could do this. I could do a lead magnet by myself. And I go do the lead magnet. I get 200 leads and make absolutely zero money. And I could not catch up after that, because with OFA, you need to stay focused.
Yeah. It's a lot.
So, yeah. So the second time around, I'm like, all right, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to go through it. And I got stuck around about Dream 100, because I made my list of Dream 100. And I'm like, how am I ever going to connect with any of these people? Yeah. And then the third time around, I'm like, Samantha, you know what? Just do what you've got to do. That's it. Do what you've got to do. And, you know, I started reaching out to people from 30day.com. And yeah. Rhonda Stone was one of the first people I connected with, right? Yes. And I just read everything that she had and everything. And I just kept connecting with people. Yeah. Rachel Peterson, like, and Alex Elliott and Doug Boughton and all these people now are like, I absolutely love them. And I'm actually in contact with them. So the thing that changed in me, I think, was my confidence, but more trusting the process.
Hmm.
I was willing to give myself to the process more.
Interesting. Okay. What do you mean by that? Because that's so key. And that was actually why I begged for us to do a belief week. So I was like, I can teach the thing, but then most of the time they don't know how to drive it. They don't qualify to drive it. And then they say, well, it doesn't work. And I'm like, you don't quite work for it yet. You don't qualify. You got to grow. And I will tell you, like, at the beginning of all this personally, that sounded so woo-woo to me. You know what I mean? Because I heard other people say that. And then once you're in the middle of it and look backwards, you're like, oh, crap, I had to grow. Dang it. You know? Anyway.
Yeah, no, but you see what happens. It's the same thing with coaching. Stephen, if you don't trust the process, if you don't trust your coach, you are only going to go into it at a peripheral level, right? My first 2 degrees are science degrees. So I'll talk to you from a biological standpoint. It's like your skin, right? So you're only at the level of your skin. This is the epidermis. Ah, just right there.
Yeah.
If you don't allow anything to go past that first layer, you're not going to get any deep teaching, any deep healing, any deep change. And the OFA, it's like doing a master's degree in marketing in 30 days. I mean, really it is, for $100. It's just so phenomenal, right? But you can go into it thinking, meh, okay. And I know, yeah, and here's the thing. because I'm in this space, I know several people who have gone through it just like me, 2 and 3 times. And they say, but I've been doing this for so long and nothing has happened and nothing has changed. And it's that they didn't change. And they allowed old knowledge and old information to stop them from receiving the new. Mm. So it's, I love it. I'm actually going to do it again. And through this process, I met a really good friend who's much younger than me, but really excited. And I said, we need to go do it again because we're different people now. Mm. So the process that it takes you through is going to shift us in completely different ways and cause us to create brand new funnels. So
fascinating. So your business now, what is it again?
Yeah. So right now I call myself a transformation coach. Essentially, I do marketing transformation. So I work with female coaches and consultants, right? And I help them to design a life and business that they love, but hear this, without complicated marketing. Because most coaches, they're like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? And I just want to focus on doing what I've got to do. How am I going to do the marketing? And I share with them, it really isn't that hard. And so I've created this system, which is called the Marketing Launch Formula. And Stephen, so much of what you've taught, right, in your free goodies has informed me. Seriously, because the 5 steps are simple, right? It's just product, consumer. Yeah. Here it is, offer, experience, and tribe. Because I realized the experience and tribe part is huge. And I was so stuck. I hope I'm not having verbal diarrhea. But the thing is, right, in the experience part, Stephen, with you, right, you did this training, I think it was like a free training, and you spoke about the neurotransmitters, right?
Yeah.
Dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, right?
Yeah.
And the way that these actually impact us to make ethical sales.
Yeah.
And I took that and I was like, oh my goodness, this is how we create phenomenal experiences for people. Yeah. Teaching people how to do that inside of the sales process just starts to make it super easy. So now that's what I do every single day. I have an online program that does it. I do my own high ticket coaching with individuals, and I'm just looking to grow because next year we automate. I just can't wait. More systems.
Oh man. Well, I thank you so much for taking the time to do this. You know, I know it's super fast, but I really enjoyed having you on here and fun to meet you. It's so fun to meet people who took the process seriously. The process changed them. Then they look backwards and say, whoa, let's go ahead and do this again. I feel like when we can give ourselves, like you said, to that process, but then I don't know if you remember, like I was talking about how like we can put ourselves in environments that cause us to change, but most of us have a very hard time allowing that to happen because it's uncomfortable. And it really is. If it's not actually hard, you're probably not doing it. You know, like it's hard by nature for the growth itself. I can't tell you how cool it is to meet you, Samantha. This is really awesome.
Well, Stephen, when I tell you the honor is mine, the honor is absolutely mine. Stephen, you're awesome. And I'm not doing this to blow smoke up your tail. I'm saying that when I've watched your process and you give me such hope, whether you're doing your free lives through YouTube or through your group, and you really shared how giving value into a group is powerful, or whether it's just the way that you show up on your podcasts all the time and you give us so much information. I cried, Stephen, when I couldn't make it to Offermind this year. Oh, there are some out here who love you so much. So on those days where you're like, oh, what am I doing? Just remember crazy people like me who are out here saying, go, Stephen, go!
Well, you were amazing. Thank you so much again. And for taking the time, this is going to be really helpful for people to hear.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you're even questioning whether you should do the One Funnel Away Challenge, don't. Don't you dare question it. If you ever want a cheerleader, yeah, just find me on Facebook, man. Yeah. There are a jillion reasons why you should do the One Funnel Away Challenge more than once.
Amen to that. Yeah. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much, Samantha.
All right. Well, thank you, Stephen.
If you're listening to this, then you're probably in one of two scenarios. Either you're a woman with a great talent who's ready to launch your personal brand, but isn't quite sure how to take the next step. Or you're running your own business, you've got some marketing happening, ads going, and content. Maybe you've even got an agency, but things aren't clicking just right, and you're trying to tie all the pieces together. Well, if you want my help or just want to get an idea of what it's like to work with me, then just go to unlockyourbrandnow.com. I believe in simplifying marketing and making it a process that's very, very easy. But I'm also on a mission to help every woman that I can launch her personal brand or her business brand in 21 days or less. So go to unlockyourbrandnow.com and go check it out.